it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Now, as an artist, you're asked for your biography a lot. You need it for your website, you're asked for it with grant applications, you want to put it on a flyer or in a brochure. You just need a bio. And there are two primary ways to write your biography, formal and informal. The formal bio is you at your most professional. It's straight-laced. Some might even say stiff. It's what you hand in with your job, grant, or gallery application. The formal bio is what you learned to write in your last semester of art school. In short, your formal bio is your resume in paragraph form. You take the highlights from the dates and bullet points on your resume and make a story out of them. Here's an example of an easy three-part artist's bio that I like to use with clients. Part 1, the opening paragraph. I like to start a bio with a one or two sentence summary of the artist's statement. This lets the reader know immediately that you're an artist. It lets them know about your current work, and it gives context to what's going to come after it. Part 2, the middle paragraphs. This is where you list your accomplishments. They could be, like your resume, in reverse chronological order, or they could be according to importance. Don't highlight something you did 30 years ago and leave it at that. You want to sound vibrant and relevant today. Aim for a paragraph or two in this middle section. Finally, part 3 of your bio is the closing paragraph. This is where you mention your education, where you've lived, where you reside, your birth location, and if desired, if you want to let it out, your year of birth. The final word? The final word is that your formal bio focuses on the facts. In the next podcast, I'll look at the informal bio. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. If you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com to subscribe to the free weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and thanks so much for listening.